Hello,
Blog
this
Talk
is Sylvia.
Radio.
Hello, this is Sylvia Nichols talking about the phenomenal woman. The phenomenal woman that is led by the thoughts that women cry, they bring life. This will be held every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We explore the profound aspects of womanhood, touching on themes of creation, life, and social interactions, provides a perspective that attributes a special role to women as life bearers, linking their uniqueness to the act of bringing life into the world. From a cultural, religious, or philosophical standpoint, the role of women can vary widely. Some may see women as vessels chosen by the divine, in which that's what I feel, to bring life into existence, while others may approach the concept from a more secular or scientific perspective. This indicates a recognition of the multifaceted nature of womanhood, encompassing both individual and society dimensions. As we begin today, I want to start us with a moment of prayer. Coming from Acts 2, verse 46, in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, and hoping that you will do the same as we come together in harmony. Lord, may this hour be a harmony for friends and family to come together to share in thoughts about womanhood. Today's talk will be a review of Queen Esther and to look at the day, the queen today that people are talking about, and see what she added to the phenomenal womanhood. Guide us as we go through this talk and discussion. Let us be led by your direction as we do this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Last week I spent time going through the story of Queen Esther, a phenomenal woman in the Bible. And Queen Esther had to do some things that only a phenomenal woman could be able to do. The story of Esther starts with and how his wife Vashti passed, and Esther was made queen. Esther was not made queen easily because she was a Jew, and because she was a Jew, she could not let anyone know this, so she had to keep that secret, which she did. And because of her nature and her behavior, having been raised by her uncle, Mordecai, she had a position of gratitude, and she was also eager to do well for her fellow man. After she was made queen, her uncle Mordecai got in trouble with Tamian, one of the gatekeepers at the castle for the king, because he would not bow down to him. And he said he would not bow down to anyone. So Haman got angry and did all sorts of things to him and about him. And it went on to lead to Mordecai telling his niece about it, and she going to the king, which was a difficult task too, and asked for the king to listen to her, to tell him about how Mordecai had saved his life, because some people had come to the gate to kill the king, plot to kill the king, and he told Esther, and Esther was able to relate that to the king. And later on, Haman, he was trying to get Mordecai, and you know how people do when they see you are standing up for your rights and you're not backing down. They start a plot against you and try to do things to hurt you, and that's what Haman was doing. And so he had made it so, created a scheme to get the king to honor him. And in the process of that setup that he had created, the king got disgusted with Haman, and Haman had made a process for people to be honored in the in by the king, and it backfired because Esther went to the king and asked that he would go. Well, the king went back and saw that Mordecai was the one that saved his life, so all those scheming, die hanging, didn't work. And as a result, the king honored Mordecai, but Haman ended up, because of his behavior, being beheaded. But he had planned for that to be for Mordecai, but it did not work. Now, this king, this queen, Esther, was in Mordecai, and she behaved in such a way that many queens of today possibly don't come up to doing all that she had to do, because they inherited their queenship. And this is the case of Queen Charlotte today that I would like to discuss a little bit about. It is said that she was Britain's first black queen. And as a result, Oprah has started a series on her channel about Queen Charlotte. However, I'm not delving into that perspective of that series that's going on TV. Maybe I'll watch it one day, but this queen, the reason I wanted to look at her, because her life was not as easy as you would think because of the different challenges she had. One challenge she had was first meeting the king and being elated to meet him and wanted to marry, fall in love with him, which she did, and he to her. And as a result, they were married quickly. Really, I read somewhere where it said they met one day and married the same day. Let's talk about her a little bit. She was born Sophia Charlotte of Mecklenburg. And I didn't get the pronunciation of that part of the country she was born in. It's S-T-R-E-L-I-T-C. If you're listening and you can pronounce that, please let me know. They were married a German Duke and Princess on May 19, 1744. She became Queen of Great Britain and Ireland after marrying King George III in London in September 1761. Now, she was born to a Duke and Princess in 1744, but in September 1761, they were married. Now, the first challenging thing that I read about her was that she was 17 at the time, I'm doing my math, and it is 17, while her husband was 22. And that's according to the official Royal Spaniards website. The couple wed just 6 hours after Charlotte arrived in England, and they met for the first time. Despite only brief mentions of that in that series that's out now, Queen Charlotte gave birth to 15 children, and with all 13 of them surviving until now, the part that really aroused me was the fact that later in life, and I don't have my dates right here with me, Queen Charlotte's husband became ill with a mental disorder. And upon becoming ill with that mental disorder, he had to be bedridden, but she took care of him. She took very good care of him. Now, many times as women, we have to take care of our spouses or take care of even our children in such a way that it's a sacrifice. And I think that was the most interesting thing that came to me about her being able to take care of her husband until he passed. Now, I'm trying to pull this up that I have been made reference to. Anybody listening now, I will put the mic on in a little bit because I want more information. Even though I've been on the computer, some of this information is not that good. But anyway, excuse me, gotta go back. She was queen from 1744, I think it was, yes, time they married, to 1818. All right, let me pull this up. I was gone. Hold on a minute. Talking about Queen Charlotte of the United Kingdom. Here it is. Back to my phone. My phone has it in it. That I wanted to mention in reference to Queen Charlotte is the connection between the city Charlotte, North Carolina. The connection, I've always heard about this connection, and it says that because in 1768 founded when America was still under British rule. Since King George III's wife was named Queen Charlotte, the nickname came built into the city's identity. Oh, goodness. Technology. When you get a certain age, you have to really work at it. The county seat is named Mecklenburg, just as her name had Mecklenburg in it. And it, I had read somewhere about the process of her name being on there. Here it is. Because it's named for her. The city's named for her. And somehow they traveled to Charlotte. That had something to do with this. But let me get back to my point. My point is that compared to Esther in the Bible, we look at queens in different sort of way. Esther could have been killed in the process of getting the king to listen to her so that she could get across what she needed to. And she's been given credit for saving the Jews during that time. Otherwise, if they had not been recognized in the way that the king recognized them, they would have been killed. The queen would have had them killed. But because of the acts of Esther, that didn't happen. As we look at Queen Charlotte, she had 15 children, I said. Yeah, that was part of the thing that really stood out to me, the children. And back in my day, if you had four or five, you were considered, a whole lot of children. But I think back when our grandparents, or at least my grandparents, well, my grandparent on my mother's side had 10 children. Some of my friends' grandparents had 13 children. But they had them, and the children helped to maintain the households. Charlotte was not in that position where she had to take care of a household. She worked with her uncle, and he helped her. And then she was able to go to the palace. And so her life was more rich but queenly than many of the lives of people our age and our parents' age because of the way that she was raised in the Bible time. But anyway, she had pictures on the internet of her, and then on some of the pictures, she appeared to be African or of Native African descent based on her hair. Her complexion was not a dark complexion as I've seen it displayed in other papers. It was more of a very light brown taste, and her hair was more of an orange color, and it was not straight, but it was curly in such a fashion that you could say, as when I was growing up, she had good hair. That's what they would say then. But she had these 15 children, and I thought that was amazing. This series is on the TV, and I wanted to say about her and mostly, too, about those children, all of those children she had, that that was some sacrifice. And as women give life, carried 9 months each time, she had a lot of time where she was carrying a baby. Because 9 months for one, and to have 15, ooh, that's a long time. Anyway, I also want to go to the fact that there are many sacrifices that other queens probably had to make along the way. Queen of Great Britain, who just died not long ago, she had a lot of things on her that I know she had support and all, but she still had a lot of, you're alive, you're gonna have some struggles, no matter how easy it appears that your life is. Everybody will have struggles at some point in time. And the key is how we deal with those struggles. The key is how we deal with those struggles. My computer's gone down now. I can't get it out. I'm trying to get the story out that I started, but I left all this stuff on the computer. Let's see, can I get it up better now? But anyway, if we can have the mics open now so that if there's something we can share that I'm not able to share right now, but that you know, please come on and share it. Is anybody there? I think I hear something in the background, some breathing. Come on, we can have a good discussion, I think, whoever you are. Maybe you have something that I might need to say that you have found. Can't get this computer to do that. Hello? Is there anybody there?
Yeah, but the other person dropped. But that was here. I don't really have a comment. So let me just listen.
Well, I'm trying to get this pulled back up. And also, tell me, do you know the name of the home of the king and queen it's on the tip of my tongue, but it's not coming. That's where they lived. They had that live, she and her husband, the other, King George, Buckingham Palace.
No, Buckingham. I don't.
All right, that's it. That's the palace, Buckingham Palace, is where they lived. And they also were built the home where Harry and Meghan lived when they first got married. It's called Strathmore. But anyway, they lived there. So those two buildings were built by during the time they were king and queen. Isn't that interesting? I think a lot of this information about Queen Charlotte has come out since the marriage of Harry and Meghan because of Meghan's race. And some other talk has come out as a result of their marriage. I guess you would call it the lineage of King Charles. I read that too. Sorry, all of my little information can't stay in my brain because the computer gives you so much, and then when you go back to get it, whatever.
No, not yet.
Do you have a comment yet?
Not really.
Okay, all right, I'm going back to where. Wait a minute. When was Charlotte, North Carolina founded? That's what I'm searching now. December 3rd, 1768. Now let me see if it's showing up on here. What I want to do is it's coming up. And it's the nickname for Charlotte is Queen City. And the queen comes from Queen Charlotte's name. This one not doing what I wanted. It's giving me data on the city and the people, the population and all. But years ago, I was concerned about how Charlotte got its name since it was Queen Charlotte, many times referred to that way. Oh, why that's not going back. As I told you, America was still under British rule when Charlotte was King George's the third wife was named Queen Charlotte. And it's a part of the city's identity going back to January 28, 2020, but before that too. Really needed to finish this off, but I want to connect this to when we tell our children about kings and queens, we should also say, "You are my queen, my princess," and make them feel like they're capable of becoming a queen, as Meghan became a queen. But now there are other queens all in the world now that are African American and the like, or African. Talk about as much, but there are queens I know in Africa, and they are treated like queens in many cases. Well, we have always something different, but they're treated as queens. And we should think of our girls as future queens so that they will have the they will have in their mind that this is something I can be one day, be treated like that, if not become a queen, but be somebody's queen. Phenomenal. I'm sure many women around, I've seen women in my community who their husbands treated them like queens. They bought them nice clothes and nice cars, and they took them on trips. And that's what we should expect from our girls, so that they will want to. And being a queen is not an easy thing. You have to look out for others. You have to do things to help the people you're queen over. Queen and not do anything. You have to be able to do something for people and not be selfish. And that's what Phenomenal Woman is about. Learning things that will help you to be phenomenal, because it's in you. It's there. We just have to bring it out. And you can become that. Any comment? Are you still there? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Do you agree about queens, making our girls queens?
Yeah, I agree that one of our problems today is when we listen to the music, the way that they refer to women and girls is very derogatory. What you speak is what you become.
Mm-hmm.
And what they speak is what they women become. That's how they begin to treat them that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a people need to take stock of what comes out of our mouth, because and we need to begin to speak positive. And because, as the old people used to say, what goes around comes around, and what you speak is what comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're speaking negative about people, then they're going to treat you in a way that you won't want to be treated. And that's because what came out of your mouth, how you related to them.
Mm-hmm. Hello? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, that has a lot to do with it. And I'm sure Queen Charlotte's parents let her know that she was fitting to be a queen. And that makes the difference. True.
Mm-hmm.
It's no just all of a sudden you a queen. She was raised in a setting of royal family, so she was sort of raised to become a queen, but to become the queen of Great Britain, that was something. I'm trying to get this pulled up. I'm sorry.
And the way the society treats people also is they get what they put into individuals. And most of the time, what they put in minorities, they don't want to see it themselves, but yet they will speak it into them, and they become that which they said they were. Because people, especially children, become what they see and what they hear. And if you tell a person something long enough and they start believing it, then they start behaving that way.
Mm-hmm. It says here also that in Charlotte, when you leave the airport, you can't miss the monumental bronze sculpture of the woman said to be Britain's first black queen.
Oh.
Dramatically bent backwards as if blown by a jet engine. Downtown there's also a sculpture of Queen Charlotte, which she's walking with two dogs as if for a stroll. In America, in an American, right? And street after street is named after her.
Hmm. That's interesting. Most people live here.
What?
I'm saying most people who live in Charlotte don't even know that.
Yeah, I know. Shortly after the city was named in her honor, the American War of Independence broke out, making her the queen of the enemy. And the city's gallery, the Mint Museum, holds a sculptures 1762 portrait of Charlotte by the Scottish portrait painter Alan Ramsay, showing the Queen of England in a regal robe. I haven't been to the Mint Museum lately. I went years ago, so I gotta go back and see that picture again. The picture was after she married King George. Let me see that. Wait a minute, went too far. Something else here. I'm trying with this computer, I tell you. As a woman, an immigrant, a person who may have had African forebears, botanist, queen who opposed slavery, she speaks to Americans, especially in a city in the South like Charlotte that is trying to redefine itself. So, and they call him Mad King George III. Like I said, he had a mental illness. And she took care of him. Another thing that she did, she commissioned Mozart. And she had something to do with Bach. She was a very cultured person. I didn't know that she was in the opening of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities. She is dismissed in the second paragraph. And that's fun. There have been different descriptions of her because of her African descent, and some which as to, you know, make her look different, you know, to make her not show any signs of decent, you know, looking beautiful. And anybody come on? Okay.
No, and I got to drop off.
All right. Thank you for dropping in, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to drop off in about 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes. All right, thank you. As we look at all right, let me close with a short prayer. Thank you, God, for what I've shared. Thank you that you allowed me to share what I shared. And hopefully someone will pick it up and see just a lot more about Queen Charlotte. Thank you, dear God. I appreciate it. I love you and adore you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.